beautiful, important, fundamental in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's talking about over here in the Shad Perek Dalid, the Pirush HaChelek HaShlishi, on the right side of the page in the middle, he talks about how a person should deal with his interpersonal relationships with other people. Right in the middle of the page, Avol Afanech B'tchono Al-Kov B'nyanim Mishu L'malim Menu or Mishu L'matim Menu. How does one relate to a person who's above him in stature or below him in stature? Mikhid Zvei Adam K'shaviyu Osat Tzorach Avakesh Chepetz. If the need arises for someone to request of someone something, I need someone, I have to ask him for some help in a certain area, whether it's financial, whether it's medicine, whatever it might be, a chesed, mimishu l'mal menu or l'mata menu. So what should his perspective be? Because sheyiftach bo al kov, he should be potach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yosimem sibas bashlomosa. And with regard to the person who's providing for him, that should just be a siba. Just he's the means, basically he's a shliach Hashem. He's just intermediary by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for him. Kasher yosim avodas ha'aretz uzriyasa sibo l'tarfa. Just like a person realizes, right, that the ground is just a sibo, the earth. If he plants something in the earth and provides fruit and produce, so the earth is just a sibo, it's just a means to an end. If Hashem wants to provide for him from this land, from this earth, he will provide for him, will cause it to grow. And you don't know thanks to the land, you don't go say thank you to the land, because it's not the land, it's just the means. HaKadosh Baruch is one behind it, it's the power behind the production. But rather, HaKadosh is just to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem doesn't want, he won't give him, if he doesn't want, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he goes on, so someone below him, goes on with the same basic Ashkofa. Go to the next page, or both in the middle of the page, it's Avol Inyanov, Inyane Oyevov, it's about two-thirds of the way down, a little more than halfway down, Avol Inyane Oyevov. But with regard to those who hate him, he has a sonate, someone who hates him, his enemy, the Chomdov, and those that want his resources, they want his assets. Mubakshi Rasa, and those that want evil, to give him evil, to hurt him. So how should one respond and deal with them? Yiftach bin Yonehem ala Bori Yisala, he should be goteach in these matters on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yispo Cherpasa. And he should tolerate their abuse, their embarrassment. If they verbally abuse him, tolerate it. Be soulful it. And do not go ahead and respond to them or give them, to dish it out back to them like they did to you. That's it. You control yourself. No nekama, no netira, no nekima. Right? You control yourself. Yisbol cherpasa. Right? Be soulful the abuse they give you. Ach yigmurim chesed, rather do chesed for them, the yasalem, kol mash yuchal asosim na tov, whatever you can do for them in a good way. The yiskar, here's the bottom line, yiskar bolivo, you should always remember in your heart, shito aloso, the nisko, my benefit and my hurt and my nezek, my damage, biya habori yisala. It's all in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. The miyah, shibol aziko, so if someone is a cause, a shliach, to damage me, to cause me hurt, to mamish, you know, not just embarrassment, not just the verbal abuse, but physical abuse, some kind of injury. He hurt me, broke my leg, he punched me, beat me up, or he physically caused me financial, you know, devastation. Yachshav aleihem tov. He should think about them in a good way. The yachshav es asno, he should be choshed himself, umaisav, and his own actions, beroa haktamosav. I must have done something bad before, I must have made a mistake, I must have done a vey or something, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, you know, he has his master plan, and he feels that it's coming to me to be hurt because I did something bad before. Eitzel al kav, and daven to Hashem, Hashem shemachaper avonos. That's his hagosh. It's a very, very solid, basic hashkaf in Yiddishkeit that a person has to understand that side meets side the good. If someone helps him out, someone helps him, that person shliach Hashem. You thank the person for the roa for the tov libo. He said before a libo a tov lo, for its good intention, but basically it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so to the flip side, if someone hurts you, a person has to try and he has to emotionally and intellectually feel that, well, after, I'm not upset at him. I can be soberless cherpa. I can withstand his embarrassment. He's making fun of me. He's ridiculing me. He's embarrassed me. Barabbed him. And even to such an extent, he hurt me physically. He hurt me either financially or physically. He hurt me. But a person has to realize it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'm not upset at him. He didn't do anything to me. He's just the hatchet in the hands of the individual. So why should I take a revenge at him? There's no nekama, there's no netira, nothing. Always remember, so from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I must have done something wrong. If I can't, I must have done something wrong. The Akshas asked, Maisibirah like the Mosah. That's the basic hashgafa. So this is a very beautiful and powerful hashgafa. This is the truth. This is what we feel. You're supposed to feel this way. If a person does feel this way, he won't have any desire to, why should I take it out on him? Right? If a person comes to me with a bat and smash it, I'm not gonna hit the bat. Right? The bat's not the bat, it's the person behind the bat. The person behind the being behind the person is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I have to realize it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's one line above. What does this mean? It says, "Ayigmol kefaram, achigmolim chesed. Do chesed to them. Yaslam komash yuchal asol from that tov. Whatever you can do." Above, it seems to me what that means is not just, you know, we have a chiyuv chesed. After a kamocha, do chesed to someone. You know, I have a chiyuv chesed. If I see someone in need, he needs some. He has to be loaned some money. He has to be helped across the street. He's a cripple, a handicap. He needs food. So I help him. That's hilchos chesed. He doesn't say that continue do chesed, keep on doing chesed. He says achigmoreim chesed, but do chesed for them. V'yasalam kol mashiuchal asel from that tov. Normally, you have no chiyuv to do whatever you can do. I can do a lot for people. People have tremendous needs, and I can help them do tremendous things. That's not my chiyuv normally. Right? There's no chiyuv. This Rabbos Rabbi, I think Tzadovir is. He's saying do special chesed, do extra chesed for them. V'yasalam kol mashiuchal asel from that tov. Whatever you can find some way to help them out and do good for them, to bestow upon them benevolence and kindness and chesed. Do for them. Find a way to do chesed for them. Bishvam, you tell me I should keep on doing chesed. I shouldn't take nekama. I shouldn't take the feel netira b'leiv, no sinner b'leiv, and I should be sova cherpasim. That makes sense, okay? No, that's not his fault. But why all of a sudden should a guy go ahead and I should do more chesed? More chesed than the average chi of a chesed I have to do? That's what I think chesed is over here. You have to do more chesed. Not just keep on doing the old chesed, but do chesed. Whatever you can find, you find a way to be mechabed, find a way to help them out. You have to do that kind of chesed for them. Why? What's pshat? If I can't, I'm going to reach the madrega. I'm going to feel that there's no problem. You know, he's such a good guy. This guy, he could be a nice guy. I don't know. And he didn't hurt me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hurt me, so I have no negative feelings towards him. The seems are both say. As we know, there's the three levels of three different sections, categories of Musr. There's the Chachmas HaMusr, which we speak about, which is the wisdom, the Chachma, the knowledge of the rules of Musr. There's the Musr B'Spilus, which we talk about, how to ingrain it emotionally, Musr B'Spilus Seder. And there's the last area of Chinuch HaMusr, which means carrying it out, doing something, L'maisa, physical action. I think what the Chavos Avos over here is saying, they're saying a person has to do, besides the intellectual understanding and trying to emotionalize it, after a person has the Chachmas HaMusr, he knows what the right approach is, and he's trying to internalize it because he feels he's bimargish, he has a Musr B'Spilus Seder to try to bimargish everything he does. But that's not enough for both. It's too hard. If a person suffered abuse at someone else's hands, whether it's emotional abuse, verbal abuse, physical abuse, you know, the human teva is, the human being is such that you can tell me all the chachmas hamusha you want, all the intellectual, beautiful ashkofas, but it's too hard to ingrain that. The person needs help. Just that by itself, it's almost not shayach. I don't know if it's not shayach, it's very hard to go ahead and be margish and see it and not to feel nekama, not to be upset, not to be vengeful, not to go ahead and try to attack him. You need the chinuch hamusr. The chinuch hamusr he's saying over here is a person go out of your way. And this is an old yourself, we know this yourself. The person has to, the more chesed a person does to someone, the more it brings out the feeling of love, of ava, of reyus, of I love him, I care for him so much, it increases the ava for him. So in this situation, he's saying a person has to find a way. He has to do chinuch hamusr, find a way, find more things he can do for him. Do chesed for him, do extra special chesed, because otherwise you will not be able to go ahead. It'll be too hard, it'll be so hard to go ahead and just take the pure hashkafa, the pure chachmas hamusr, and see him as, hey, I have no problem, he didn't do anything. What do you mean? But that's the truth. That is the truth. He did nothing to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. He was just Shliach Hashem. He was just a Sibo. But Ramayisu, we need that koch of Chinuch HaMusra to go ahead and change us and help us change our emotions, change our hagashas, change our feelings. It's too hard without that. And only with the actions of extra special chesed, I feel I'm going to have some a tin of belief, I'll have some a dakus of some kind of feeling of sin of him or anger to him or a feeling of revenge to try to get him back because he hurt me. He was a shliach, he hurt me. But he's only a shliach, what do you care? We have to exorcise, we have to do an operation on that emotion that a person has and the feeling, the natural feeling that comes from a person when he sees that someone hurt him. With all the ashgach, all the chachmas and musr in the world, and all the musr bespilus, that you need the extra last step of chinuch hamusr. This is doing an action, translating the intellectual and the intellectual hargosha of what I'm supposed to be feeling towards him. Intellectual hargosha that he's not, I have no reason to be upset at him. I have this only Shliach Hashem. He's just a messenger. He's just the bat in the hand of the human being. He's not the person I should focus on. But that, it doesn't get into the heart. You have to have a chinuch hamusr. It's a tachbula he found for us to go ahead and enable us to go ahead and feel that love for him. Develop the love. When you do more chesed for someone, it develops more love for someone. It develops a greater kesher to someone. And that enables the intellectual hashkafa, which he already learned, and the musr b'spalach, which he learned, which he tried to inculcate, it enables the bichal. And he feels that now he can say, oh, nothing wrong with him, I'm not upset at him, I'm not going to be angry at him, I'm not going to take out my vengeance at him, I'm not going to come up with him. He can reach that madrega only with the implementation of not just the chokhmah, not just the musr b'spalach, but the chinuch hamusr also.